Neil Young celebrates U.S. citizenship by urging Democrats to register to vote. By Hannah Blow on January 23, 2020. Rocker Neil Young celebrated his U.S. citizenship in his newsletter this week, which featured a photo of him saluting next to an American flag with a sign in the background reading, "Democrats register to vote here." The Canadian-born rocker announced his U.S. citizenship in his newsletter with a picture and announcement reading, "I'm happy to report I'm in." TMZ confirmed that Rocker officially became a U.S. citizen at the convention center in downtown Los Angeles on Wednesday. Young was, at least partially, inspired to pursue U.S. citizenship due to his disdain for President Trump. "I want to be a dual citizen and vote," Young wrote in his newsletter in November. While he originally passed the test, he faced delays over his honest answers on his marijuana usage. The problem is defined in an April 19, 2019 edition under Attorney General Sessions. USCIS issued a policy alert which includes: an applicant who is involved in certain marijuana-related activist tests may lack GMC, good moral character, if found to have violated federal law, even if such activity is unlawful under applicable state or foreign laws, he wrote. "I sincerely hope I have exhibited good moral character and will be able to vote my conscience on Donald J. Trump and his fellow American candidates, as yet unnamed," he added at the time. Young has been a longtime critic of Trump, even lamenting his past use of his music. "Donald Trump was not authorized to use rockin' in the free world in his presidential candidacy announcement," Young's team stated after Trump used the 1989 anthem to announce his candidacy. Neil Young, a Canadian citizen, is a supporter of Bernie Sanders for President of the United States of America. Trump's campaign manager at the time, Corey Lewandowski, claimed the campaign paid for the rights to the song. Nonetheless, the singer-songwriter also took issue with Trump continuing to use his music at his famous MAGA rallies. "DT does not have my permission to use the song Rockin' in the Free World at his appearances," Young wrote in a post in November 2018. "Legally, he has the right to, however it goes against my wishes. I asked him then, in a widely shared, public letter to cease and desist," he continued. "However, he chose not to listen to my request. Just as he chooses not to listen to the many American voices who ask him to stop his constant lies, to stop his petty, nasty name-calling and bullying, to stop pushing his dangerous, vilifying and hateful rhetoric." He added that Trump does not represent the character and people in the USA that I have come to know and love. Young was a staunch supporter of Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT, in 2016 and freely allowed him to use his music. The Harvest Moon rocker recently called Trump, as well as other past presidents, losers for failing to take action to combat climate change.